Sunday, Monday, happy days. All right, we're jumping in. We're a little bit late, so we're going to jump right in here. The Happy Days theme is only to welcome Anson Williams back to the town which Happy Days took place in, which is when America became acquainted with you. Anson Williams, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I know we're on a really limited time basis right now, so let me get right into a couple of things that I know you're working on right now. One is this reboot of a 70s and early 80s TV show that I enjoyed, which was Battle of the Network Stars, and you are apparently on one of the teams of the show that will debut tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night, yeah. It only took me 40 years to get booked. Never say die.
So I was speculating, did you never appear on the original Battle of the Network Stars?
No, and I was dying to, but they took Scott Baio. Can you believe it?
Well, everybody loved Chachi.
Thank you. Rub it in, all right? Rub it in.
Well, this is, I guess, going to be sort of like the old show. You got a team. There's the soap opera team, I guess, is the other team. Do you practice for this?
Well, on your own, you know. But the thing is, you really don't know the events you're going to do until you get there. And just to show you the comic relief I am on the show, the first time I was ever in a kayak in my life on national television, and I'm competing against Ian Ziering, who I used to direct on 90210, who is like Mr. Athlete, a great guy, Mr. Athlete, star of the Shock Nauta movies, and I'm going against him, and he works out in kayaks. So you can imagine the humor that's going to be coming out on national television.
There'll be a little disadvantage. Well, it sounds like a good time, and is this one of those summer replacement series, Anson?
Yeah, I think they did 10 shows.
Okay, so each week then the show has changed, so you didn't have to do all 10?
No, I want to stay alive.
Okay.
Everyone gets one show.
Gotcha.
But it's amazing. You go there, you have fun and everything, but all of a sudden you become very competitive.
I'm sure you do.
It's like human nature. You just, all of a sudden you want to win.
Especially when you're there with some of your peers and, you know, it's like, I can take him. So, hey.
I never said that.
No, I want to get to your other.
I was the old man of the group.
we're all getting that way. I can't stop the clock. I do want to get here before we're out of time completely. This other cause that you have kind of picked up, and I thought it was interesting because we talk on this show all the time about drunk driving and texting while driving and all these dangerous things that happen while driving. And you said, you know what, there's one more bigger problem out there that nobody's talking about because it doesn't seem that dangerous. And that's this drowsy driving thing.
Well, drowsy driving kills more people than text driving, drunk driving, and drug driving combined. It is catastrophic. There's over 168 million drowsy drivers. Families are being torn apart. But because of us talking about it right now, I swear our life's going to be saved because there's a cure for it. And the man who understood how to do it is Dr. Henry Heimlich, my uncle, who invented the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh.
Years ago. Everyone listen if you want to save a life.
All right.
Please. Years ago, I almost killed myself drowsy driving. I fell asleep. And when I talked to Henry about it, Dr. Heimlich, he said, Anson, cut up lemons, bite into them, and explain how the citric acid combined with sour lemon hits the lingual nerve on the tongue. And the reaction of the nerve is instant adrenaline. So your body creates a wake-up call by itself instantly, naturally, with nothing in your system. So I would cut up lemons and never have the problem again. Then a few years ago, after reading about just how catastrophic drowsy driving is, I thought how easy it would be to stop this, just like the maneuver, naturally, safely, quickly, 100% instantly. And I called him up. I said, what if we formulate citric acid, sour lemon, water, and a little spray drop? And if you're drowsy, what if we just spray the top of your tongue, get that nerve? He said, oh, my God. Do it. It will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. Do it. So we did it, and it's called Alert Drops. If you go to alertdrops.com, you will see all the science behind it. You will see why it works, how natural it is, how safe it is. You will read all the testimonials of